Numbers, chapter 10. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Make two trumpets of silver, of beaten work you will make them, and you will use them for the calling of the congregation, and for the journeying of the camps. And when they will blow them, all the congregation will gather themselves to you at the door of the tent of meeting. And if they blow but one, then the princes, the heads of the thousands of Israel, will gather themselves to you. And when you blow an alarm, the camps that lie on the east side will take their journey. And when you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side will take their journey, they will blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the assembly is to be gathered together, you will blow, but you will not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, will blow the trumpets, and they will be to you for a statute forever throughout your generations. And when you go to war in your land against the adversary that oppresses you, then you will sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before Yahweh your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your set feasts, and in the beginnings of your months, you will blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they will be to you for a memorial before your God, I am Yahweh your God. And it came to pass in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, that the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle of the testimony. And the sons of Israel set forward according to their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud stayed in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the mouth of Yahweh by Moses. And in the first place the standard of the camp of the sons of Judah set forward according to their hosts, and over his host was Nashon the son of Amminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the sons of Issachar was Nethanel the son of Zuar. And over the host of the tribe of the sons of Zebulun was Eliab the son of Helon, and the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari, who bore the tabernacle, set forward. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward according to their hosts, and over his host was Eliezer the son of Shedor. And over the host of the tribe of the sons of Simeon was Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the sons of Gad was Eliasaph the son of Duel, and the Kohathites set forward, bearing the sanctuary, and the others had set up the tabernacle against their coming. And the standard of the camp of the sons of Ephraim set forward according to their hosts, and over his host was Elishama the son of Ammihud. And over the host of the tribe of the sons of Manasseh was Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. And over the host of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin was Abidan the son of Gideoni, and the standard of the camp of the sons of Dan, which was the rearward of all the camps, set forward according to their hosts, and over his host was Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the sons of Asher was Pagiel the son of Ochran. And over the host of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali was Ahira the son of Enan. Thus were the journeyings of the sons of Israel according to their hosts, and they set forward. And Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel the Midianite, Moses's father-in-law, We are journeying to the place of which Yahweh said, I will give it to you, come with us, and we will do you good, for Yahweh has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said to him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land, and to my kindred. And he said, Don't leave us, I pray you, since you know how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and you will be to us instead of eyes. And it will be, if you go with us, yes, it will be, that whatever good Yahweh will do to us, the same we will do to you. And they set forward from the mount of Yahweh 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of Yahweh went before them 3 days' journey, to seek out a resting place for them. And the cloud of Yahweh was over them by day, when they set forward from the camp. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, O Yahweh, and let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Yahweh, to the 10,000s of the thousands of Israel.